I saw a post on Facebook. It was a commentary that was given by a general about the state of the nation and the kind of response that is required for at this strategic moment. We have been besieged. The enemy has infiltrated our ranks, has seeks to overtake our territory. Hallelujah. But that is the work of men. And humankind is a limited species. It's unfortunate. That was how it was designed. And that's why the Bible says, if you like, gather yourself. It shall come. Speak the word, it shall not stand. Can we render in prayer all the meticulous planning that has been done in order to subdue this nation and to cause us march under the Islamic flag? Can we release the hand of God? Can we release the hand of God? Can we release? We forbid that our children will grow up in an Islamic country. We forbid that the worship of Jehovah will become something that is a crime according to the laws of our land. His enemies be scattered. Pray for Nigeria. Pray for Nigeria. If the Lord needs to kill for the destiny of the land to be secure, kill, for it is written, the Lord killeth and he maketh alive. Like a king that you are. Salo Bokoko Mahane Hashamakale. Onda Risko Bala Bosame. La Bonsama Bale Kompres Kame Salabarata Maskabehe. Destroy the plans of men to subdue Nigeria. Arise on the behalf of your people. Arise in glory, arise in majesty. Let your name be feared. 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 We ask, so God, that you orchestrate a stirring in your church. In the mighty name of Jesus. A soldier in the Nigerian army that was part of the treachery of the adoption of little young ladies felt pricked in his heart and decided to confess. Now, you see, if we still have any, I don't know how daft these people think we are. If you have read James Hardy Chase before, see how crimes have you. All right. Even if the intelligence quotient of this adoption was too low, we live in a country where a government can plan with soldiers. Oh yeah, go adopt, then release so that we'll get credit. You watch it on Facebook when they were coming, they were hailing them. If the real Boko Haram comes, they were hailing them and shaking them. Say, well done. Can we pray? Oh, you know, I just came back from Zaria, and in Zaria, they do INEC registration in the night. Secondary school, primary 5, primary 6 people. They are doing it every night. They are doing it in Sokoto, doing it in Gusau, in Kano. Can we check a scripture quickly? Because I want us to... You know our God kills you. Yes, he kills. From the way I've seen this matter, if there is no death, there will be no solution. Psalms 2. Why do the hidden rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords away from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. That's my prayer point. Number 5. He shall speak unto them in what? In his wrath. He shall vex them. Yes, so this question. See, the wrath of God is a powerful thing. It's a terrible thing, you know, to fall into the hands of God. It's very terrible. Many times the deliverances of several territories is tied to the manifestation of the wrath of God. We went to Taraba for a crusade. And when we got to Taraba, upon hearing that we had come, the venue we're supposed to use, the people in charge revoked it. So we decided to use an open place, and it's rainy season. While we're coming for the crusade, it began to rain. So the guy with the equipment decided to gather his equipment under the canopy, and he refused to switch it on. So I preached on a crusade with my voice. People gave their life to Christ, and God's power broke out with voice, human voice. And then if the equipment man had to give his life to Christ, because it was a strange moment. Our boys that were working with us to see that that place was captured, they went to press the next day, and the nun slapped the death with them, physical beat. maybe if I had known, maybe we wouldn't have done what we did. We now called on God. These people that slapped these people, slapped them. If we had known, maybe we would not have prayed that prayer. The last one of them died today. Tanker truck crushed him. They sent me the picture. The last one of those people. He died this morning. I think God needs to kill him again. Can we pray? He said, he shall speak to them in his wrath. He shall vex them in his soul. Everything has been programmed to ensure that the current president comes back, whether people like him or not. Meanwhile, sovereignty belongs to the people, and they give it by free will to the representative of their choice to bring leadership and to bring influence over their various territories. It is not a coerced thing. How many months to the election and there is nobody standing on any other party that is saying, okay, I'm contesting? Because the land is besieged. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will have to judge in order for his purposes to prosper. We are calling for judgment. The Bible says that God is known by the judgment that he executes. Make yourself known. By the time the people that are planning so much to do these things begin to receive heat from God's judgment, it will be clear to them that even before they began to plan, there's a mistake they made. They did not consider God. They sent me a WhatsApp message of the death of the last person, crushed beyond identification. Crushed. So that I will know that it is him. They showed him this morning somewhere with Mike. I saw the garment. Huh? Then when he was crushed, it's only that garment you will see. You will not see head. You will not know where. It is the Lord. He kills and makes alive. Let the hand of God's judgment be released. That's the prayer. God will answer it. I'm sure he will answer it. Let God's hand of judgment be released in Nigeria so that the Lord can be known again. That it is futile for a man to sustain a plan if the Lord of heaven has not approved it. For the power to perform is not given to man. The power to perform is an ordination from God. Satan does not have the capacity to decide that by tomorrow evening you will die. He doesn't have that authority. That's why the Bible says, who is he that speaketh, and it comes to pass? It is only God that has that exclusive right for him to make a proclamation by himself, and it comes to pass. And nobody has the capacity to ask, what doest thou concerning Nigeria? Release your hand of judgment. Let us pray. Concerning Nigeria. Concerning Nigeria. Concerning Nigeria. Concerning Nigeria. Concerning Nigeria. Concerning Nigeria. Release your hand of judgment. Make sure you are altering. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are asking for the hand of God to be moved.
We never thought that in our lifetime we'll see so much bloodshed in Nigeria. We never thought that in our lifetime we will see so many people killed in Nigeria. We ask for your hand of judgment. Hova saman taliko beleta zima. Mayato semena capres copatua la baratos canteli. Egoba is compre. Aboro salina canteli abora naskito. Eka mantosa bakata la babarabara. Ayama sando, ika skebra, ika barata, maiko basama. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Mere nasika branta babore asima la demis. Kare sopreska tala marata praska ila branta babore. Come to our aid. It's time for your visitation. We forbid that the devil will kindle confusion at a time where we have been chosen for a mighty visitation from your presence. Orani Samantoria Magaya Tebo Sepre. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath. With your rod, speak into Nigeria. Amen. And he shall vex them in his sore displeasure. From the fountain of your sore displeasure, vex men. Vex men. Powerful men. Men that have come together to establish a pattern that is not consistent with your will, vex them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Somebody will die in Nigeria.